Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a duff less than a day and a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 15 talking about juice. The Gemara asks, but there's also this: if a man gathered grapes into baskets for the pressing and his juices make it wet, Shammai says they're susceptible to tumah, although this juice should not render anything susceptible to tumah, for the owner had no desire for it, since it will go to waste when it flows onto the ground. Shammai, however, as a precautionary measure, compares this case with one where the juice was acceptable to the owner, such as a case where they were placed into a container, when it is agreed by all that the juice would certainly render food susceptible to tumah, but Hillel says they are not. In general, there are 7 different liquids that can make things susceptible to tumah. I don't remember all of them. I know there's an acronym. Some of them are wine and blood and honey. I think juice might be one of them. I can't remember. I'm not a posig, not a rabbi, just a reb. But in general, the idea of wondering and watching out for juice, watching out for waste, watching out for liquids in general, especially when we have little kids who are very prone to waste. I always think of the Mefarish, how when Hashem gave the man in the Midbar, he figured out exactly the amount that was necessary, even for the children who are prone to waste. I always remember that comment by Rashi, whether it was by the man or something else, everyone had the amount, exact amount they always needed. When we have little kids, we give them food, I try to give them enough, a little more, but they're prone to waste, and we should be careful with how much is wasted. Try to not give the kids too much, give everyone the portion they need. Again, usually in our house, when we have guests, we put all the things on the table, let everyone take the amount that they want. Don't give them portions that might be too big, it might be too small. Let the guests take their own amount. But when I'm giving to kids, giving to our own families, make sure to do the proper amounts, not to waste, and understand, watch out for juice that it doesn't touch into bread, doesn't touch into the different food items. Because even though today we don't have the full ideas of tumah and tahara, it still makes the food disgusting, still makes it gross, still makes it not nice, and still is not respectful to the food. We should try to be a little more respectful to food and clothing in general as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 16 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.